Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Max, and welcome to the Her Story, Her Journey podcast. And this is where we highlight the extra that's in every woman. Oh my gosh, I am so glad that you guys joined us today. We have an amazing woman that we are going to spotlight. Guys, help me to welcome Ekwutosi Oke, who is a customer success analyst. And Ekwi is actually based in Lagos, Nigeria. And this very busy woman not only works as a customer success analyst, but she runs a program. And so far, Ekwi has trained over 8,000 people to be able to work remotely from home. And so, guys, I can't wait for you guys to hear the story as to what actually set her on this path to make sure that people have a way, especially the people in Lagos, Nigeria, that they have a way to make money and to be self-sufficient. So, Ekwi, please, if I have butchered your name, then just tell people, correct me, and then tell people who you are.
Okay, so my name is Ekwutosi Oke, and just as Dr. Maxine said, I'm a customer success analyst and also a convener at Digital Witch Support. So, first of all, I'm excited to be here today and to tell everyone how my story began. So, I started my journey in 2015 when I was serving. That was after my college. And during this time, I wasn't really a very serious person. However, I lost my dad, and that kind of more like your plans have to come to a halt. And already then, I got admission to go back to school for my MSc. But then I had to pause it because I have younger ones that are apparently in nursery schools, primary school at the time. So me going back to school seems like I'm being selfish. So, and me not going back to school means that something had to be sacrificed for other people to move forward. And that was how I started my journey. And my first job apparently was for a real estate as an office admin. And that wasn't really challenging enough. It was more like go to work, press your phone. If there was a call, you pick up the call and schedule an appointment. If there was no appointment, there was practically nothing for you to do. And that wasn't challenging enough. And being someone who really loves challenge, I had to use the opportunity to learn other skills. It was more like I was watching a YouTube channel and I came across an Indian talking about cloud computing, and that struck a chord. And that was how I started in cloud computing. Then having done that,
so Ekwi, I just wanted to interrupt for 1 second. I know because I've heard it, but I think that it's important that the other people hear it too. I know that you talked about how hard you had worked to finish up some of your education, and you had saved up a whole bunch of money, and your family being so proud and excited. And just as you were about to go to the next level of your education, you lost your dad.
Yeah, apparently. Yes. So when I was serving, I was saving because, you know, coming from a family that is, let's just say, they're not upper class. They are not even, you can't even call them middle class. So I understand. And my father actually had so many kids. So taking care of all the kids is, to me, I see it as being a lot of work. And I love school, like growing up. So I was like, okay, if I'm going to further my education, that means I have to take care of my MSc. So I really saved a lot of money. However, just immediately after my service, for me to go back to school, I lost my dad, and I had to use most part of the money for the barriers. And the one left, it's not like it's not enough to pay my fees, but using everything to pay my fees is why my siblings are not sure going back to school. To me, I see it as I was being selfish. So I just had to make a choice, either going back to school or getting a job to help my younger ones. And I had to choose the latter. So I had to get a job where I was paid less than $100 monthly to be able to feed my younger ones. So that is how I started.
Yeah. And then you also talk a little bit about, you know, just your mom being staying at home.
My mom was actually a stay-at-home mom. The little time I've seen her work, it wasn't really something very serious. You know, petty trading, more like she gets maybe palm oil and she sells. The money realized is not usually enough. She can't really, she's a mom that she actually tries to take care of the family as much as she can, but I can't say that she provides for the family. She wasn't doing anything serious that, okay, I lost my husband and I should be able to take care of my kids. I'm not sure. She wasn't in that position to be the one to fend for us at the time. So this is another reason I had to step in and be
so
like
you
a
became
father.
The provider.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Became the provider. Okay. All right. Okay. So there you are with your dreams, right? That you're feeling like, I have been dreaming about this so long, but then you have a responsibility, right? You're stepping
exactly.
in, dad's not there, mom's not able to actually provide the support. So being the oldest, it fell on your shoulders.
Exactly. And that was it.
Okay.
So it was during that period in the office that I had to look out for more challenging opportunities, because looking at the salary I was earning at the time, it wasn't really enough to take care of me, talk more of taking care of the entire family, since that was the sole reason why I had to start to work. So having talked about so many other things, I come across the cloud computing guy and I had to subscribe to his channel, and over time I had to get a job in that field. And when I got a job in that field, I worked there for some time. Even though it was like, for I'm not sure everyone knows about Lagos, but working in Lagos is a different story altogether. It's a stressful lifestyle. You have to wake up very early in the morning, go to work, you have to come back very late because of traffic and overpopulation. So I had to seek for more. And that was how I got a job to work for an international company where I work remotely. And since I was working remotely, there was a need for us to have a house. So this time around, we needed to build a house. So my dad actually started a foundation for a house before he died. And me and my mom and siblings were staying wasn't that good enough. So I was like, okay, I need to complete this house, but my current salary isn't enough to build a house. So what do I do? So I keep asking myself this question. And one morning, it struck that I should actually teach what you currently do. A lot of people really need this. A lot of women actually need to work. Some of them are master degree holders. They actually have the knowledge or the energy, but then something is keeping them down. So maybe if you introduce what you do to them, they might like it. And I have a huge followership on Facebook, even though it wasn't as much as it is currently, but then I had to make a post out. And to be sincere, this just made, next week will make it a year. I started this next week. So next week, make it a year. Yeah. So I made a post on Facebook. It was just a simple question, like, if I decide to teach the women what I currently do, would anybody be interested? That if I was like, okay, if I get like 100 yeses, then I'll create a content. And within an hour, I got like 200 yeses. And I was like, okay, wow, then that is fine. We are making progress. So to create a content become a problem. But over time, I had to create the content. And I came back again and I asked the same question that, okay, the content is ready. And if you're interested, just join a temporary WhatsApp group. And after joining WhatsApp, I'll screen to confirm those that are really, really interested and those that really need it. And we'll kick off start from there. And that was how we started. And over time, I can say I've spent more than it. Like today, there's something unique we did today. I made a post on the groups and I was like, okay, working from home moms, like stay at home moms, I would like to hear your experiences since you started working or since you finished our training. Have you been making money? How is your home front like? Do you still have time to take care of your kids, take care of your husband, still make money? I just want to hear your reviews. And we got so many awesome reviews. Some of them telling us how their husband respect them more. At least they can contribute to the family. Some also telling you how they can proudly, like their confidence level is kind of increased since they are no longer a burden to the family. They can go out there, pay their kids' school fees, make some choices. There, you know, there's this kind of excitement that comes that with being able to support your husband, being able to support your family, being able to give, not waiting all the time for someone to give you. So there's this excitement. And we've been in Nigeria, you know, we use Naira, and seeing dollar is more, is kind of, should I say, it's a very big deal for us to see dollars. But these ladies are not just seeing dollars, they are actually paid in dollars, because most of our clients are in the US, UK, Canada, and the rest of it. And if we want to collect our pay, we usually collect it in dollars. So these ladies walk to the bank and we draw this dollar just to have a feel of it. And sometimes they have to display it to show it to their family and all of that. So it's really kind of exciting.
Oh my gosh. Ekwe, you have got me so excited. I really, guys, I hope if you could just see my face, the Cheshire cat would be jealous of me, because that's just how hard I'm smiling. Because you, everybody that knows me knows that I'm all about empowering women. It's about giving women a voice and a choice. That's my platform. And so when I hear of, you know, when you're saying to me that the pride, the self-confidence, the self-esteem that's showing up for these women, I mean, you've talked about some of these women have advanced degrees, but then their opportunities would have been limited. And when you talk about the fact that you've created something that's opening up those opportunities for women, I mean, you've just, like, I'm just warm all over here, Ekwe. So, you know, if we guys like a virtual, like, yes, women, we sisters are doing it, right? So, exactly. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Ekwe, tell me a little bit, you know, tell us a little bit more about this business and how women get in touch with you.
Okay, so basically what we do here is we look out for top skills that is currently needed in the market, more like, and not just needed in markets, that resonate so well with us. Because remember, the whole idea is that these women or anybody is should be able to have time for themselves, for their family, and still make money. So we research for skills that apparently meet all these requirements that enable them to have, that is flexible enough to give them the needed time. So those skills like customer support, like a virtual assistant, telemarketing, which is the most flexible, data entry. So we research on all these skills. We teach them the needed tools for you to be able to work remotely. Of course, I'm not seeing you physically, so there should be tools, CRM tools that you should be able to use to assign tasks to me. And also for me to be able to work, like interact with your customers, with you as my client. And we teach them all these tools. And having taught them the needed tools and soft skills, we also try to teach them platform where they can explore the knowledge which they have gained from the community. And should be able to, we just also try to research on so many other platforms, because I don't like the idea of putting our eggs in one basket. So we try to explore other platforms where they can get either full-time roles or part-time roles that actually fit in into their family schedules and all of that.
I think that is so awesome. I mean, literally, I have goosebumps because I'm just sitting here thinking about all the women and all the generations that you're changing, because you were able to look at your experiences and then understand how it opened up doors for you, but then turn around and open up doors for 8,000 and counting other people. But you guys know me. I don't know if Ekwe does, but you know I'm coming with the other question. So Ekwe, one of the things I want to ask is, in this process, right, here you are, this young lady going off to school, you lose your dad, it's kind of thrown you off track now. I mean, a lot of people in that position would say, well, you know, I'm just going to have to do this. But here is where life came to you and said, you're going to have to pull on that extra to see what you have inside of you. And you did. But in that process, what's one thing you learned about yourself that showed you that you're stronger than you thought you were?
Okay, so I would say, while growing up to this moment, each time I look at myself or how I turned out, I'm amazed. Because growing up, I was a spoiled kid that could not maybe stand on their own. So I just saw myself becoming an adult overnight, immediately my father died. So there are so many doubts. There are so many what about if I fail? What about if I couldn't do this? What about? But then I keep remembering one word, which is start first. Maybe when you start, you should think about starting before thinking about failing. Even if you fail, at least you can pat yourself at the back that you give it a try. And my name is called Nemonade. So that is what everybody call me. My sister call me and my father also call me. So my name is more like when life throws lemons at you, make a lemonade out of it. So, and every other thing might just become perfect. So even up to this moment, I still have doubts, but I pick every day at a time. And my watchword is consistency. As long as I keep showing up, I feel that the universe will also always find a way to align with all my efforts and my goals, as long as I keep showing up. So I wouldn't say that it's easy or it's always going to be easy. But then once you keep hitting on a wall, it might really take a very long time for you to break the wall. But the whole idea is that as long as you keep hitting on the wall, you might or you will definitely break the wall. So that's just me. And
I love it. So listen, guys, Equi just dropped some nice jewels out there. Please, I hope you guys gather them and put them in your jewel box, right? She talked about at least start. And think about starting even harder than you think about failing, right? So just get started. Yeah. And she's honest. She's telling you about the doubts. She's telling you about the fears. We all experience them, but here's what she says. Stay consistent. If you continue to be consistent and put it out there, the universe is going to respond. So I absolutely love that. And I'm really hoping you guys took some notes on this, because our experience and our journey, we're sharing it so that those who are listening can understand that we're not giving you sunshine and roses. We're telling you the truth. And then we're also giving you some tips of how we actually got through. So my next question to you, Equi, is this. If you had to look back on the journey and there was something that you learned about yourself that you would change, that you want to share with the audience, what would that be?
I would say not starting any enough. Maybe what I'm doing currently, I should have started this long before now, because I spent 3 years trying to figure out what I really wanted. But then it's not like I'm regretting this moment, because it should be my molding period or my learning phase and all of that. But I still feel, having been started earlier than now, maybe a lot of life could have been changed. Maybe a lot of women that probably left their home could have stayed back because they cannot take care of themselves. Or maybe a lot of, because in the group, it's not just all about the job. You also get to meet other people, like build a kind of a rapport with other women or with other people that could always respond to you when you need help, because, you know, we need each other to survive. Sometimes, like last month, we had someone who keep dropping some weird comments, and someone reached out to her, and it was like she's passing through, is it
postpartum depression? Yes. Was that it? Depression.
Exactly. So she was passing through that phase, and maybe she needed someone to talk to. And one of her close friends in the community reached out to her, and they really had a long conversation. And it also happened that the person that reached out to her was a therapist. So that makes a lot of things easier. So it's not just all about the money or just being at home, but we are also building bonds with ourselves and also reaching out. When you are down, we are here to lift you up. When you need any kind of support, emotional support, you need someone to listen to you. So had it been I started it earlier on, I feel that maybe a lot of things could have been done better.
All right. So if you had to give that in a shorter piece of advice in terms of what you would have done different, what would it be?
I would have said that what I could have done differently should have been maybe not working at all. Seriously.
Not working from home?
No, not working for someone at all, like working for that company at all. Maybe I should have just started from scratch, trying to build a community.
Yeah.
To kind of organize people and do what I do currently. But then you just need to start from somewhere and also learn the necessary skills. You don't just start, but maybe
I
thinking
love
about it.
it.
Because I
I
just say
love
it.
it. I love it. I love it. I love the fact that what you're saying is because a lot of us become so immobilized by doubt and fear and, you know, thinking that this is not going to work. But what Equi is telling you guys is, listen, if she had to think and do this over, she would have done it despite the fear and she would have done it earlier. So for y'all ladies that are listening out there, walk away from that fear, walk with the fear. I don't care, but just start now. Start living that dream and getting it, right, Equi, right?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So now, you know, as we are actually getting ready to wrap up, you know, I do have to also ask this because I'm all about the self-care. I'm the self-care guru for women because we often undertake our adventures and our ventures. And one of the things that we leave behind is self-care. So here you are as a customer service specialist and also as an amazing businesswoman. How are you making sure that your self-care stays right at the forefront of all you do?
Okay, so there's this watchword, which is self-love. So in as much as making money and doing other stuff is the goal, you still need this body to be able to make money, right? You still need this body to be able to make money. So I try to use my weekend judiciously, maybe go out with friends, meet family, go for a gym, any morning works, and probably eat healthy food. But most of the time, I think I found myself in the midst of other amazing women where we share ideas, just sit out maybe close to sea or ocean in the beach, just about life generally. That way you kind of ease some tensions and get ready for the next week. But in as much as I think every other day, because of my own time zone and the time zone I work, I tend to take care of myself in the morning while I work in the afternoon most of the time.
I love it. Listen to that. And listen, one day I hope to get to Lagos and I'll go to the beach with you because I absolutely love doing that.
Lagos is just full of beaches. Like there's so many, and most of them are close to where I stay.
All right. So see that guy? She's inviting me to the beach in Lagos. I'm going because I'm all about the software, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
How then, Equi, can women and men get in touch with you if they want to take advantage of some of the opportunities that your business is presenting for them?
They can get in touch with me via our LinkedIn, via our Instagram page, and also our Facebook page. On Facebook, we are Digital Witch Support Team, and on IG, that is Instagram, we are Dig. That is hyphen underscore dig underscore tawit dot com.
All right.
We're
going to put that. We're going to put also her contact information so you guys can get that information also once we actually put up the podcast. So we are getting ready to wrap up another exciting episode. And we just finished listening to Equitosi. Okay. Share her story of how she had to pull on that extra inside of her when on her way to getting her master's level degree, her father suddenly passed away. She had to go back. Whatever money she saved, she had to give it to the family because mom at that point was unable to support the family. And, you know, rather than walking away from us, because, you know, for many of us, family is important. We don't walk away from you lightly. But then that could have been the end of her dreams. But she said, no, that's not what's going to happen. So pulling on that extra inside of her, she went out, got a job, but then said, that's not enough. I need more. Actually did more, created a business. Turned around and this woman said, I pulled on the extra inside of me and I'm going to pull on some more extra and help 8,000 and counting other people to do the same.
So, well, I and Dr. Masa are also trying to know if there's areas where we can partner so that women from our community can also get to learn other important skills from women from our own end, and also try to collaborate to understand if there is any way, because I get to understand that she has so many other upper ladies in her crew. And we here, we are hunger to learn, we are hunger to collaborate, we are hunger to rapport, especially when it has to do with international level. Nobody would want to do that, right? So we are really looking forward to find a landing ground where we can partner with everyone from her end, and also get to know where we can serve better, because we also get to understand that we can also find jobs. Maybe there are so many women out there that also need our services and need us to support them. And these are areas that we are looking forward to know if we can partner.
Oh, absolutely. Because what Shema and I, what we're doing, Ekri and I have actually recognized that we have such a synergy and a love for elevating women. So guys, listen, we don't want to give you all the secrets yet, but we are putting together something that is going to bring women to the next level. So stay tuned, because we're in the kitchen and we're cooking. We're putting it together, right?
Exactly. So. Yeah, grabbing the ingredients.
Exactly. So just kind of keep in touch with us, because we are actually just stay in touch for updates and updates, because as we work together to make sure that, again, like I say, for me, it's every woman, every voice, they should have a choice. So that's what we're working on. So now, you know, as you guys know me, I just love featuring the extra that shows up when we women are challenged in our ordinary lives. And you amazing people out there, I just want to thank you for joining us on the Her Story, Her Journey podcast. I'm Dr. Max, and if you want to share your story, or if you know a woman who would like to share her story, please send me a DM on Instagram at herstory.herjourney. That's herstory.herjourney. And remember, 2 Corinthians verse 10. I've got to say it every time. For when I am weak, then I am is strong.